here's a big shift for the National Institutes of Health. The agency now requires biomedical studies to include female animals. This is a first. Leading scientists say research has historically skewed male, and that could mean we know a lot less about what drugs do in the female body. Many say the new rule is one part of what needs to happen. Here's NPR's Ray Ellen Bichelle.
Let's start in the 1980s. That was when people realized there was something very wrong with the way new drugs were tested. They were mainly tested in men. Researchers worried that testing drugs in women who could be or become pregnant might cause birth defects, so they didn't include them. Here's Dr. Janine Clayton, director of the Office of Research on Women's Health at the NIH.
There was not the understanding that it really isn't scientifically appropriate to study men and apply your findings to women. We just didn't know that back then.
So when medications went to market and women took them, sometimes things went wrong. To solve that problem, the NIH and later Congress required that women and men be included in research. Now there are more women than men participating in clinical trials, at least in studies funded by the NIH. But there's still a mystery. Why women report lots more bad reactions to medications than men do.
Men and women respond to medications differently. In fact, one study looked at the drugs that have been taken off the market, and 8 of the 10 drugs that have been taken off the market in that particular time period had more severe effects in women than men.
Clayton thinks the problems that women experience when they take medications could stem from how biomedical research is conducted at the earliest stages, in animals.
80% of drug studies that are done in mice are done in male mice.
Studies in mice are important because they often inform what will go on to be tested in humans. Now, it's not like people are ignoring female animals because they're chauvinists. Often, females are excluded from studies because they can be more complicated due to their hormone cycles. Clayton says that leads researchers to miss indicators early on about how different bodies would respond to drugs.
So we're learning late. That's not the best way to do this.
So Clayton and her colleagues drew up a policy that applies to NIH-funded biomedical research from here on out involving animals.
We're asking scientists to think about sex, to study both male and female animals in their preclinical research so that we can learn more about male biology and female biology. We're doing that because that'll give us a firmer foundation on which to build our human studies.
When the policy was first announced, people were pumped about it, says Sarah Richardson. She's a professor at Harvard who studies the history and philosophy of science.
People were like, absolutely, that's terrible. Why aren't they studying female mice? And that was my response too. My God, have really? So it was seen as just a straightforward, obvious corrective that we have to do.
But she and other researchers maintain that if the goal is to address women's health inequities, the policy isn't likely to be effective because mice are not people. She thinks the focus on animals could distract scientists from the big picture. What happens in real living humans? Like how women take more prescription drugs than men do.
Women also go to the doctor more. We all know this. We cannot get the men in our lives to go to the doctor. They are also, for whatever reason, more likely to be sensitive to and prone to report feelings of discomfort. We need tons more studies of just those kinds of factors.
Dr. Rhonda Voskal, a neurologist at UCLA, agrees that mice aren't going to reveal all the intricacies of why human men and women can have different health outcomes.
There's no perfect model for the human, except for the human.
But in many cases, she says, animal studies can surface important findings that can make a difference for people. Like in her research on multiple sclerosis, a disabling brain and spine disease. She says for a while, people mostly studied male rats. When they started looking at female animals, they realized the disease worked differently in them. That knowledge has led to findings about how to treat MS in women, including that a pregnancy hormone could tame symptoms. That possible treatment is currently in clinical trials.
So the point of the story is sometimes you may not think there's anything there until you study it.
She says research on animals and humans go hand in hand. And if researchers study and report data for both sexes, that may well dredge up new treatment possibilities in people. Ray Ellen Bichelle, NPR News.